Hey everybody, welcome to the 7th episode of ReaperCast.
Soul Searcher.
I'm Jared.
I'm Casey.
And we're glad to be back with y'all after 2 weeks that to Casey you would think would have been a year.
I've just been waiting on this. I'm excited.
We got a big show planned today. We are going to keep it 30 minutes. As hard as that is for me. Because I realize that your time is valuable, people, and I appreciate y'all listening. Gosh, I appreciate it, but I'm sorry I loved your ramble.
I just have one question.
And I'm rambling
right
now. I'll
save it till the end of the episode.
Okay. Let's see. So, everything's been going good on our end. We hope everything's great out there. We want to start with some ReaperCast news. You can send your emails to us at mail@ReaperCast.com or comment on a blog site. We've had a lot of those, and you can find that at www.reefercast.blogspot.com.
You're getting real good at that.
I'm an expert on that. I don't know. Yes. Also, in the news for us, we'd like you to stay tuned and keep updated, because soon we will have the ReaperCast parody of Celebrity on the website and on iTunes as a single for y'all to download with your... It'll be, like, in your... podcast.
Yes,
gosh.
In the podcast feed. It will be the first cut from the ReaperCast record.
Yeah, because we had 6 votes for and 1 against. I don't know who. We got a troll.
We got a naysayer or something. I don't know. It's probably somebody around here.
Probably somebody we know.
Who's
if not,
enough to vote again.
Then gosh, I'm sorry that we hurt you, whoever you are.
Me too. It hurt me, but I didn't vote.
Yes. We are working on a special surprise that we will announce later. It was supposed to get done this weekend, and it didn't because of, well, some other outside factors.
A snafu in the scheduling.
Yes, but, and one of our listeners knows what we're talking about.
Yes.
Thanks for keeping it on the DL.
We have told Anonymous to say nothing.
We've told Anonymous. Is that what we're going to call him? Anonymous today?
For now, yes.
Yeah. Also, while we're talking about ReaperCast and Reaper in general, I've really enjoyed, this week I finally got to be on the chat at Reaper DMV. Finally.
Yes.
And I've gotten to talk to a lot of the listeners, and that's been awesome.
It is awesome. I enjoyed that.
Throw a shout out.
Yes.
CKO, Blue Sunflower.
Everybody.
Stringer.
Don't name names, we'll leave somebody out.
Alex. There were more. I only talked
Alex,
to a certain amount
Evil
of people.
Alex is Dutch.
Okay. See, I wasn't on there then. You were on there.
Yes, I'm amazed.
So I'd like to encourage all y'all. And gosh, if I forgot that I talked to you, you can email me personally because I forget everything I do during the week.
Anyway, everybody on the chat forums has been great talking to you.
Yes.
We'll be on there more definitely.
You can always find me on there during this time of the World Series as Red Sox Soul. Because I will pull the Red Sox
through. I told him I thought of you a new name after the World Series.
Yeah, about that. But we are enjoying that, and I encourage everybody to get on there and take part in all those. You can find some links on our website for a bunch of other Reaper sites, but get involved.
Is there a chat on Reaper Addicts?
I don't know. See,
I
asked somebody to tell me if there was. I looked and didn't see one.
I didn't see one either.
Check out, if y'all do, emails, please. And also, you can find our Facebook group for ReaperCast, a bunch of Facebook groups, MySpace group for Reaper, that Karen runs still.
They're all linked on our website.
They are super growing, super fast. I haven't even looked lately. But go check all those things out and get involved.
They're linked on the blog site.
Yes.
Right at your fingertips.
Yes. Now you want to handle this next thing, because you're bringing back what you killed.
I did not kill
you
this.
You killed this.
We have another podcast called The Back 40, and we're thinking of...
It was our first attempt.
Yes. All the other episodes are horrible. But
and because we tend to ramble on this one so much...
We're thinking of resurrecting that one. That way we can talk about whatever we want to... And kind of ramble and, you know, get your opinion. We thought about talking about some TV shows like The Big Bang Theory. Because if you don't watch that show, you really should. It's hilarious.
AFK.
Yes. And maybe some new shows that could be starting up, such as the new CW project called The Graysons.
We just want to have a medium where we can talk about whatever. So if you do enjoy us by some odd means, because some of you have told us you do and we appreciate it, and I just don't understand how.
Maybe some football. We may throw some football.
We just want a medium to talk about whatever, so we hope you'll follow us over there. We have a blog. It's
www.theback4040.blogspot.com.
And the email for that is back40podcast@hotmail.com.
Yes.
If you want to check that out, let us know something you'd like us to talk about in there. I want to talk about movies before the summer's over. I want to talk about that a little.
That'll work.
Anyway.
On to Reaper News. Enough pimping.
Oh, yeah. Before we move on, somebody else, please go leave me an iTunes review. I'm a hog.
Jared is fanatical.
I need the iTunes review.
We do appreciate the iTunes reviews we get.
Yes, gosh, thank you.
They were very nice. Perhaps undeserved.
Now, Grant, if you want to go leave us a bad one, just please don't.
You can email us.
You can email us. But
that way it stays private.
If you got something decent, good to say about us, please go do that on iTunes or whatever you use. So, but moving on, I'm a rambler, I'm sorry. Reaper News. Still no word on the show's return, but right now, it's looking like it'll go in November, toward the end of November, when Smallville hits a hiatus. So, it'd be on Thursdays at 7.
Which, you know, and it all depends on how the ratings do, as, you know, obviously, as to whether we get 22 eps or not.
Yeah, right now it's 13.
It's looking like 13. And it, to me, it's looking like they're wanting to kill it, which is unfortunate.
Yes, so, because they want to keep their shows.
We should all watch in massive droves, so they have no choice.
Yes.
But to,
so we'll keep you up to date closer to time, and y'all all know probably before we do, because we're bums.
Yeah.
Anyway. DVD comes out November 4th. That's coming up on us.
I'm ready for that, despite the hideous box art.
Gosh, it's ugly. Ugh. God.
Okay, on with the show, because I'll get mad about that.
All right, if anybody knows any other news, big news, let us know at mail@reapercast.com. And now for today's meat, and, you know, meat, taters, all that.
Yeah.
Soul Searcher dollars.
All right, this is a this suggestion was sent in by Gina in our, after our last podcast. And the whole premise of what we're going to do is we've picked, if we were a soul escaped from hell, kind of give our name, our background, our theme song, this, that, and the other. You know, what vessel would be needed to capture us? Which, do you know yours yet?
Yes.
I so don't know mine yet.
Yes.
I'm an improv genius, though. Not really. But we're excited about this, and we hope y'all enjoy it. So, it took a lot of work. We thought it'd be easy to get through. But I spent 2 weeks thinking about it, and it took till 5 minutes before we started this thing to figure something. And that's only because Casey had an ingenious idea, and then we spent 20 more minutes trying to think of him one. Because
his was cooler than mine.
It's still cooler than his.
It is.
We like it. I like
the
idea.
But they intertwine.
They intertwine this time.
Yes.
We'll do this again, because I think it's really fun.
And I like it. I have some things on backup already.
Yeah, Casey's got ideas up the butt. It's terrible.
But
point is, without any further ado,
Soul Searchers.
Good morning, this is Old Blue Eyes coming to you live from WHEL 66.6 AM. We got a special show for you today. We got two escaped souls from hell that are here to tell you their stories of how they were captured and subsequently sent back to hell.
Well, thank you, Old Blue Eyes. My name is Jefferson Beauregard, but you can call me Jeff Bo for short. I was a great moonshine runner from Hayhira, Georgia. In fact, hey, y'all got my music ready? Play my theme song. Hit it. 1, 2, and a 3, and a 4. Sold my soul over there, cause my old Pinto, old 1970 Pinto, man, she just wasn't doing the job well. I was getting caught a lot. I'll be honest, she was breaking down on me, so I said to him, old fella, I said, you reckon you can make that thing run like a charger? You know, she old doo-doo brown pinto. If you ain't first, you're last. So I told him, I'll give him my soul if I can run that shine a good many years. And he granted my wish. Yeah. So I run it from Hayhire all the way up North Carolina foothills, you know, until some slimy critter caught me. You go ahead now.
Well, I reckon I'm the slimy critter he's referring to, even though I don't consider myself such. This here be Don Juan Pride, and I was the greatest revenue man the state of Georgia had ever seen.
Well, I was sent to a place in North Carolina to jig up on a moonshine still. When I got there, to my surprise, I could see a little light on the hill. Well, the fire was a-glowing, already I was knowing I was really hot on the track. But in D.C., they said it couldn't be, I'll be the one to bring them back. 'Cause I'm a revenue man. Yeah, I'm a revenue man. I got a badge in my pocket and a gun on my hip.
And I sold my soul, too, at the crossroads.
You ain't no better than me.
I'll tell you the reason why I sold my soul, and you yourself can judge whether I'm better than that scoundrel over there. I sold my soul to catch him because I had a personal vendetta, an emotional vendetta, because he perished one of my family members, see? He runned over my only son, Deliver and Shine, and then I devoted myself to catching the scoundrel. And so I sold my soul to the devil out there, who's out there in the audience. I see him in the back wearing that suit.
Howdy, boss.
He's a scoundrel. Anyway, but I sold it to him, and so in exchange for being able to catch Jeff Bob over here. I never can remember your dang name.
Yeah, we got you, Billy Job, Bob Pride, Don Juan Pierre, whatever your name is. I'm still angry.
Well, I'm angry too. You perished one of my sons.
Well, Lord, look where you put us.
I didn't put us there. You
this
did.
This all goes back to Dad making that run up to North Carolina. He followed me. I had a big old run. The old Tonto and me was running it good.
I was a sly fox. I was tailing him. I was tailing him like a coon dog, and I finally caught up with him. Oh, happy day.
Lord, you shot my eye out.
I know it, but you didn't need it once I shot it out.
I reckon you're right. But it's all right, because you may have shot my eye out, but I runned you over.
You sure did, but you was already dead, I reckon, when I...
I run you into the tree, which run me into the tree, which killed me.
I know, I was stuck on your hood till they found me.
He's the best hood ornament old Tonto ever had. I was so proud, but I was dead. Couldn't enjoy it.
I know it. And then we found ourselves in this wretched place down here.
It's a little warm.
It's a lot warm. You're crazy.
And we wasn't skinny people on Earth. We sure ain't skinny now. We just keep on sweating.
I know it. I wish somebody...
cut off my pits.
This is how it all happened. We come to get out, though, one day.
I know it.
We had this portal here, and we found us a way out, but when we got back up there, we realized all we good for. I was good for running shine.
And all I was good for was chasing his sorry butt down.
So, Lord, there's this old boy named Sam.
That scoundrel, I tell you what, I may hate him more than I hate you.
Yeah, I think I do, because we kind of, you know, we ain't got but each other now.
At least we're intertwined. That's our destiny.
I reckon. But look here, that old boy, he come upon us. I don't know how we ended up near Washington when we come out. That portal, we ended up somewhere near Oregon, Washington, up that area.
I don't know. It was too far north for
Yankee
me to know
country,
where it was.
What it was.
It was too far north for me to know where it was. I didn't know what we was doing.
I figured, and there's a lot of cars, man. There's a lot of these fancy-looking, newfangled cars. My old Pinto, she come out with me, you know, and your old revenue car.
I know. Piece. I don't even remember what kind it was. It was terrible, but I caught you because I sold my soul.
Yeah, well, we got up there and all this newfangled, these paved streets and stuff. Lord,
I know.
Got concrete on the road.
Hey, Hira never did have concrete while we roamed the earth.
You're right, but then when we were running, I had found me some shine at the ABC store. It's all I could get until I could get to my steel back in there. And we were running. I figured, you know, I met this fella on the streets. He told me he'd give me good money to run that stuff.
Who was he?
I don't know.
He's cloaked in mystery, wasn't he?
Yeah, I reckon he was.
That heifer.
Point is, I run it, and then you run after me. Just like always.
That's because I think
you're
I'm
stubborn.
Just... I'm stuck.
I reckon.
I'm stuck running after you because of that vendetta. Even though we's escaped from hell,
yep.
I still couldn't break that vendetta I got.
I reckon not, but that old boy, he come after me. He caught. It took him a while. But he had this fat feller with him, old
He did have
boy.
That big feller with him.
That big old rascal.
I kind of like him.
He was bigger than me. But dang it, the man that got me my own moonshine jug. And then, well...
He put you in the bottle?
Put me in the bottle and sent me back here.
Well, you won't believe what he done to me. Was you? Did he get you before he got me?
Yeah, he got, I reckon.
I tell you what he done to me. That scoundrel had a donut. He got me in a jelly donut. I don't know, it was shameful.
Because I told you all you never done was ever do it. You just eating them donuts.
I can't resist a good donut.
Well, I can't resist a good bottle of shine.
I don't even know how he told it unless that scoundrel back there in the suit told him. I love donuts.
We know that it was you, boss.
Jerry, they call you now. What do they call you?
Jerry? Oh, Jerry.
Jerry Belvedere, I think.
Yeah. That old boy caught me in a moonshine bottle and you in a jelly donut. Man, so
who catches somebody in a dang jelly donut?
I don't know.
So, from the Krispy Kreme.
Needless to say, we stuck back here talking to you.
And then they took us to this portal. I don't know what it was, but there was this mob of people.
A bunch of these hippie folk. They was hippies.
I don't know, but I think it said DMV on the side of it.
DMV?
I couldn't see through the jelly in my donut.
Reckon what DMV?
You had a bottle.
Dadgum man.
You had to be able to see. You had to be able to see better than I did because you had a bottle.
DMV. What you reckon that stands for?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyway, they
took... Oh, I know it stands for Def Leppard. D, that's D, yeah. M.
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
And Van Halen.
Van Halen. Yeah. Wait a minute.
DMV. I reckon that's right.
No, man.
Anyway.
They should have named it L... M. Let me see, Leonard Skinner, Marshall Tucker, and 338 Special.
That way. Anyway, they took us inside of that building, I tell you what. And we waited there for like an hour in that stupid long line. I don't know what all them people was doing. Anyway, we waited there, we got to the window, and this
well, that big feller had to carry me in there. I guess he'd ate your vessel.
Probably would have. I'm glad he carried you instead of me. Anyway, we finally got up to the window, and this nice woman named Gladys, who we've since become acquainted with down here.
Yeah.
Anyway, she took us and shot us back down.
I'm going to woo her to get back out of here.
You might have to talk to that fat fella first.
I'm going to woo her and get back out of this
He
place.
Knows how to do it, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she shot us back down the portal, and somehow we ended up on this show. With old Blue Eyes talking to you.
Yeah, we happen to be here with you today, but that's
No, I ain't. I want to be out.
Well, Lord, if we got back out, all you'd do is chase me.
And all you'd do is run, shine, until we got caught in your own dang bottle again. And all I'd do...
If you quit eating jelly donuts, we wouldn't have this problem.
Well, if we hadn't sold our souls, we wouldn't have this problem either. And if you hadn't perished my son, we wouldn't have had
Lord,
this problem either.
Lord, it wasn't even me. That was my brother... Marcel!
Let's go get him.
Lord, he's over yonder in the audience.
I thought he was up there.
No. He come down yesterday.
Oh. Oh, well, I don't know what we're going to do about getting out of here.
I don't either, but we'll think in the meantime, but...
We better hurry, because it's hot.
We want to thank old Blue Eyes letting us on the show today. Talking
yeah.
to us.
Thank you, Blue Eyes. It's a sad, sad story.
Very sad, but we
here we are, a burning.
Yeah,
it hurts.
It does hurt. So, anyway, thank you, Blue Eyes. Thank you.
Well, thank you, boys, for telling us your story. I declare that is the saddest story I ever did hear. I don't know how I got this job of disc jockeying, but I'm certainly glad. And well, we may be returning sometime. Well, I don't know when we're returning. It depends on when old Jerry back there says we can. I don't know. We may return next time we get another escaped soul down here. And he finally catches him. He seems to be getting after that. We need some more in a hurry. So somebody hurry up and give us some more material to work with. All right. This is old Blue Eyes over and out from WHEL 66.6 AM. We'll be seeing you down here.
All right, we hope y'all could get through that segment. We just trying to find new and creative ways to keep y'all. I hope y'all are laughing during that.
Anyway, I had fun doing
it. I had trouble not laughing.
I had fun doing it. I think we should do it again.
I hope y'all enjoyed it. Let us know what you think. But now for that all-important segment of the show, my favorite part of the show.
As well as mine.
Yeah.
It's time to open up
the vessel box.
Casey's been eating up the reverb today. He loves it. What is it?
I do love it.
What is your problem?
I don't know.
You quit arguing with me when I'm trying to do this podcast, okay?
Let's read the vessel.
You calm down.
Hurry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's got to be 30 minutes.
I'm sorry, listeners. I'm a rambler. All right, first email comes from our friend CKO. And it says, "Hey guys, episode 6 was the greatest. Love the way you covered Sock's greatest moments. And I definitely think you should release the song. Thank you. I was laughing at that so much, it was excellent. Plus, we need to keep the Reaper fandom looking strong. Do it. Your fan, CKO." Thank you so much, CKO. And it's been so great to talk to her on the chat.
That is true. And we are happy to report that we'll soon have the song released, maybe.
Yeah, we'll definitely try to get that out this week. And then along with some other new stuff we've got planned. So that should all be good.
Number two. Yeah.
Playing, I'll just say our next email.
Our
next comment, or whatever.
Comes from Weasel, and it says, "Playing audio clips from episodes was a stroke of genius, Jared."
Thank you.
Yes, that was very nice.
Freaking genius, man.
"And while I'm all about news and updates, I think it was a really good call not to give out the actual episode spoilers. It's hard enough to keep from reading them." Right. "I told myself I wouldn't make my comments so long anymore. So I'll just say this was another outstanding episode, because you know you can never have enough sock puns. Never."
I laid those out so nicely.
You did. "By the way, the continuing story of the Loch Ness Monster was the best thing in South Park ever."
I've got to let you see that. Oh. Still.
"Oh, and I totally heard Running with the Devil on the radio on the way home last week, and I thought of you."
Thank you, Weasel. And your emails, comments can never be too long, because,
no,
gosh, it keeps me going.
We love hearing from y'all, the listeners, who take y'all's valuable time.
Because after so many months we did this without anybody emailing or anything, it's been great. It's been, I'm always calling Casey, because my internet's slower. I'm at school working, and I call him. I say, "We got any emails today?" He's like, "Yeah, 3. I'm like, "Sweet." And then as the weeks go on, you know, we get lazy and don't put out a new episode. I'll call him, "Anything new?" "Not today." And it crushes me. It crushes my soul. So anyway, thank you, Weasel. And keep up and send us some long emails. I love them, like I said. All right, the next one says, "Whoa, guys. I hadn't had a chance to listen to your previous podcasts, but the others were right. I've totally been missing out. Your accents are freakishly soothing." This has been awesome. Because that's just how I describe myself now. It's freakishly soothing.
I don't see it, but anyway.
No, I don't either. But Elsa says, "I'm totally going to have to listen to all the others now. Looking forward to the new segments the other listeners suggested too." And that's from On Your Mark. So thank you for that. And freakishly soothing.
I'm impressed.
That's how I've described my voice ever since. It makes me feel better. Because like I said, I can't listen to myself. It pains me to listen to me talk.
Me too. I have to make people turn it off when they listen to it.
I do too. And somebody busted out the song the other night when I was at their house, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, how'd you find that?"
It's awful.
But anyway.
The fourth email from the vessel box comes from Blue Sunflower. She said, "I liked the episode, but I have to say it was a little long. You should put the spoiler stuff at the end like you used to before. That way it takes off time from people who don't want to listen to them. Other than that, I thought the framework of Stock's 10 greatest moments was genius, again, Jared. And of course you should put the song up on YouTube." That's from Blue Sunflower. In regards to the spoiler thing, We normally do put the spoilers at the end when we have spoiler sections, but we wanted to make sure that everybody heard that they could go to the DMV to get all that, you know, since we weren't going to have a spoiler section in that.
Yeah.
And that's why that we did it that way. We may have rambled just a little too long, but...
And plus, those of y'all who have talked to me on the chat know that Casey is the spoiler man. I have to fight with myself not to read them.
Well, they're so far away from the episodes.
But
now,
as soon as we get a definite date for a return, we're going to start covering episode spoilers that have been so graciously provided by the DMV.
Yes. So please keep those coming. We can always use them, whether it be now or later.
Yes. Our next email comes from our friend Joey. Says, thought it was good. I enjoyed the show and you guys are great. Your local bud. Joey is a local friend of ours.
Yes.
He's also the one that busted out the song on us.
He's a very good improv actor, though.
Yes, he is.
He is.
We should get him in a skit sometime.
We may have to get him on a Soul Searcher episode if this one
goes over. Oh, my gosh. Yes. We're going to get Joey on here.
I already know who he is.
We have to get him into Reaper first because he hasn't watched it. And when this DVDs come out, we're going to get him hooked.
I already know what soul he could be.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
I know what all our souls could be for that
one. We should do that.
We just had a new idea, anyway, and you will know one day.
That may come up later.
Soon and very soon.
Only down the road. But we do have a sixth and final email. Hey, guys, I hope you're working on episode 7. Yes, we finally worked on episode 7.
This came yesterday, by the way.
We hope y'all liked episode 7. But anyway, the rest of the email. Off topic, just came to commiserate. Someone should be happy today, but two of us are not. We'll see who'll be number one tomorrow. That's from CKO.
Yes. And she sent us our first and last email for this segment. And
for those of you who don't know, that is also from the chat. We've been talking about college football. And my Alabama Crimson Tide are now number two in both the polls. While, you know, others of us have endured unfortunate incidences.
My Auburn Tigers dropped out of the 25.
Yes.
Deservingly, though.
But Oklahoma did put up a good fight against Texas. And I tell you what, their punter needs an Oscar, though, I tell you.
I watched it with you, dude.
Anyway, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. It was yesterday.
Maybe some other time we'll talk about football on the back 40.
The back 40. But,
thank you for that, because I had a lot of fun with that one.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with the chats with everybody. Except the time zone difference kind of throws us all off.
Yeah, I can't do it anyway. But that's it for the Vessel Watch today. We hope y'all enjoyed this episode. And let us know if y'all enjoyed it or what we can do to make it better as always. And let us know if you want more. And we'll try to make those better for you.
Yes.
And we hope y'all enjoyed it.
So thank y'all for listening. And I hope y'all have a great week.
My demons wrestling these angels to the ground, and all that I could find was a thin line between all the saints and villains. It was crossed.
Today's podcast featured music by
Van Halen, Brad Paisley, Alan Jackson, and Lifehouse. Check out these people's music for real. Buy it.
On iTunes.
Yes, or at the store. But don't be a pirate. Come on. Oh, there it is. R. Y'all have a good one. Oh, and in further news. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
We're under 30 minutes. We did it.
Bye.
Bye.